The well-known TV presenter, Ant Middleton, has received a backlash after saying he would tell his 10-year-old son to man up if he saw him crying. The host of SAS, Who Dares Wins, insists he's teaching his son how to manage his emotions. He received criticism from Loose Women's Sarah Khan. Never heard of these. But this is what Vinny sits and watches in the afternoon while you're paying the licence fee. Who said he was failing as a parent. She added, I have a son and I would never say man up or grow up. Is it now wrong for parents to encourage their children to control their emotions? The commentators Tina Calder and Simon Waugh with us this morning. Morning to you, Tina.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Mr. Waugh. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Good morning. Well, is it wrong? You've got your man Middleton here. He would never tell his 10-year-old son to man up. He would tell his 10-year-old son to man up if he saw him crying. He has told him. Simon?
Yep, I think for me it is honourable to hold back your emotions, particularly in public.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious, yes. As you know, I had, from a very early age, I had to go through trauma after trauma, losing both my parents, I lost my eldest brother, I was adopted by a family, my other brother went to another family, and the first thing I learnt in life was that, quite honestly, holding your emotions, still feeling the emotion, but not displaying it publicly was the best thing to do.
Oh, Simon.
When the chips are down, let me finish this point, please. When the chips are down, I've learnt in life, it is those who are able to keep their emotions in check who we will all be banking on.
Tina?
Wow, I don't even know where to start. I sympathise with the fact that you had a terrible time and had to learn how to mask how you were feeling in public.
And I knew how I was feeling. I didn't need to I knew I was feeling myself.
It is unfortunate that you felt that pressure by society to not be able to show your emotion. And I wonder, are we doing our children a disservice by trying to reduce their emotional capabilities in public? I mean, my son, for example, I don't have a problem with him crying. I don't have a problem with him, you know, having a bit of a stress out. I don't have a problem at all. Because for me, it's important that he learns to accept and manage and, I suppose, exist with emotion. And we always have to remember as well that when you cry or, you know, that kind of thing, you're releasing toxins that relieve stress. You know, the body cries for a reason. You know, and I just think it is absolutely horrific and inhumane to tell any child to grow up, man up, or whatever way you want to put it, because these are children. They are still working out how the emotions work, how they're going to deal with them, where their existence in the world is. You know, and to start putting limits on that at such a young age will really start to frame how they exist as adults.
Simon, how is it embarrassing to express your emotion? Why would you want people to have all that pent up emotion?
It's embarrassing for those around.
No, it's not.
It often is, and it's often uncomfortable for the child, him or herself, subsequently, when they've cried openly. I know I was a housemaster for many, many years. I dealt with adolescent children.
And you wouldn't want to encourage those adolescent children to be themselves, express themselves. If they're upset, tell somebody.
No, not publicly, no.
Why not?
Because in the long run, it doesn't do them any good.
It doesn't do them any good with all of this frustration inside them where they're crying inside. Cry out loud, for goodness sake.
No, Stephen. As when you grow up, it's part of becoming a rounded individual is to being able. It is my job to teach the children how to control their emotions.
I cry really easily.
But yes, probably in the privacy of your own home.
No,
you wouldn't start crying on the radio.
Yes, I would.
Well, in exceptional circumstances.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be embarrassed if I started crying on the radio.
But I'll give you an example. If you banged your knee under the desk when you were presenting a radio show, you wouldn't burst out crying.
If what?
That's what I'm talking about.
If I did what?
If you banged your knee on a desk as you were presenting your programme, you wouldn't start crying. That's the sort of crime.
We're talking here about, we're not talking about pain, we're talking about emotion, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Like, we're talking about this TV presenter telling his son to man up if he saw him crying.
Yeah,
you know, what's unmanly about crying?
More in the lead up. Now, if you've just heard,
do you think it's not manly to cry?
Just let me finish the point. Going back to this TV presenter, if his son had just learnt that his grandfather had died, then of course he should be allowed to cry openly. But if his son has fallen over and hit his hand or something, no, just hold back, pause, process it. You know, just you can share it with, you know, your problems with me in a moment if you want to, but just be intelligent about it. It all started.
It's unintelligent to cry now, is it?
Pardon?
Do you think it is unmanly to cry? Do you think you're less of a man if you express your emotions?
I think so, yes.
I actually.
Oh, my goodness.
I think the control of passions is the essence of masculinity myself. I think women are naturally more prone to cry than men. I think women are hardwired to cry more than men. It's because, naturally, men have a lower level. I think there's a hormone. I forget its name. I think it's called prolactin or something. But men have a low levels of this in their naturally in their bodies. So men are less likely to cry than women. And that's just natural.
Well, I would love to see that research, and I would certainly challenge it until I could see it. But you think you come off with some expression there, some big words in that sentence about what? What did you say? You summed it up. Restraining your emotion is what?
I said the control of passions is the essence of masculinity.
The control of passions is the essence of masculinity. What are you on this morning?
I just think that I used to say.
And you're the epitome of masculinity, are you?
Well, probably not me. No, you're right. But I used to say to my pupils, look, when the chips are down, if you're able to control your emotions, you know, it's people like you who those around will be banking on. That's
but suppressing your emotions is not controlling them. That's two completely different things.
But Tina, I'm talking about pausing, processing, perhaps sharing your problems with a few whom you trust later on. That's what I'm talking about.
But when a child bursts into tears at home because they've fallen or something has gone wrong or they're stressed about something, as a parent, you cannot tell me that it is the right thing to do to tell them to man up. That is unfair. It's unreal and it's absolutely ridiculous.
You gradually teach them that message.
But why? There's not one person on this planet is actually going to turn around and say that it is a good idea to have humans suppressing their emotions. We're an emotional being. It's ridiculous. You get
emotional beings, but
every
we don't have to show them publicly.
Every time we are on the radio together, you get emotional and you crack up at some point. Are you telling me that you're not taking your own advice
to man up?
And you're, but you're,
what do you mean by crack up? I saw crying.
You're getting passionate. You're getting,
I believe it sincerely,
sometimes.
Yes.
So are you telling me that you should be manning up and holding those emotions back and
I've got my emotions quite in check.
Well, in your opinion.
I've got my emotions quite in check, thank you.
Suppressing emotions is completely
all I'm talking about,
than restraining them.
Do you remember?
I'll tell you what. I'm very aware. If I get upset with someone, I sometimes cry in front of them. I'm not embarrassed by that.
I cry all the time. It doesn't bother me.
I'm not embarrassed by that. And sometimes I don't want to cry, but I do.
And occasionally in my privacy, in my own home, if I'm watching.
But the privacy of your own home, I don't know. I just wonder in this modern world, is it just better being yourself rather than all this privacy of your own home malarkey?
We're always. Stephen, the first thing we're always talking about our feelings these days, the first thing that a reporter does is he puts a microphone in front of someone's face. How are you feeling? It's always a question. How are you? We're always talking to each other about how we're feeling.
Do you not care about how people feel?
I think it's unattractive. I think it's meaningless. It's exaggerated, most of it, of this, you know, people talking about how they're feeling. And I think it's insincere, the whole lot.
Rowley's in Edirne. Morning, Rowley.
Morning, Stephen.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm not feeling too bad, and I heard that guy on.
Would you like to say good morning to Simon?
Hello, Simon. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. I feel slightly grieved. I work with a lot of young people. And from a counselling angle, and one of the problems we have today in our country with young men, young boys especially, that they're not allowed to show their emotion.
Well, they are far more now than they were 20 years ago.
Let's let Rowley get a chance.
Let me talk, please, Simon. I've listened to you long enough. They're not allowed to show their emotions. They build them up inside, and when they build them up so far, they can't even express them because they've never been allowed to. So I've no need to go down the road of telling you what happens, or statistics tell us in our country what happens to young people when they're not allowed or not able to express their emotions. And then this guy comes on this morning, Simon, telling us that that is wrong for a man to cry or a young fella to cry.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't. I just said it. These constant open displays of showing emotion. And I just think it should be put into perspective. That's what I'm saying.
It is in perspective, though, Simon. It is in perspective. As a human race, we are evolving. And we are now evolving to understand, accept, and deal with our emotions in a much more healthy way. And you can argue this any way you want, but any number of people.
Here's Daniel next.
You.
Morning, Daniel.
Hiya.
Morning.
So, this country has a mental health crisis. I think we're all aware of that. And to even the phrase, right? So even the phrase "man up," that makes boys, for example, feel that it's wrong to show emotions. Emotions are feminine. It also will subjugate females, or you know, females more as well. There's nothing manly or masculine about showing emotion. It's perfectly natural. It's necessary for humans to process. Crying is a part of that. To try and tell boys that's wrong is
irresponsible.
If they
lose a football match, it's all right.
Dangerously irresponsible. Hang on, Simon. You also said that it makes other people uncomfortable. That's their issue. That's because society has conditioned those people to think that emotions are something to be frightened of. It's wrong. It's weak. And that's their issue. So the more people cry in public, the more people show emotion in public, the more the public get comfortable with it. And that's where we need to be. So what you're saying is very irresponsible. It's very dangerous. And I don't like it.
The point I'm making is, when I watch the fireman crying at the scene of the Twin Towers, I respected every single drop of tears. When I watch footballers crying because they've lost a football match, that to me is embarrassing. It's unattractive.
Well, then you don't understand football, and you don't understand the passion and the dedication that has gone into.
I'm a great football supporter.
Well, clearly not.
No, you're not.
You're plastic.
You don't understand.
I wouldn't cry in public
either.
Plastic fan. Sydney, morning, Sydney.
Hello, how are you doing, Steve?
Morning.
Good. Thank you for having me on. First of all, I'd like to say I'm a mental health nurse, and I have been for quite a while. I am very annoyed at what your man has come out with today, that people should man up. I have dealt with young men who, because of the conditioning they have repressed their emotions and quite often leads to suicide. And I'd just like to put that point to him.
And obviously, Simon, you know, this is a superficial discussion, but when we start to talk about suicide and we start to talk about young men not being able to express their emotion and that endangering their health, then this gets serious.
Of course it does. That's why I'm for banning all drugs, which is the curse of modern life. That's what causes most mental health problems. And I've been banging on about this for years.
Can I ask a question? So say someone comes to me and says that my wife has died. My relationship is broken up. I've lost my job. What am I supposed to say to them? Man up.
In those,
and remember, it's not Simon Moore said this. We're doing this after a TV presenter across the water told his 10-year-old son to man up. Cindy, you make a really valid point this morning, and thank you for doing so. Michael, next morning, Michael.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Michael.
Stephen, the way I see it is that men seem to be damned if they do and damned if they don't. Women, like the girl you have on the show, want men to cry at a drop of a hat. But whenever men get, I think the word used there was passionate, whenever they get passionate or angry or what is perceived as maybe even slightly aggressive, sure, it's toxic masculinity.
Tina?
I think we have to be very careful about how we split the emotions here. You know, we can't move from crying due to emotional reasons, as in, you know, hurt yourself, being hurt by something or getting overly stressed, to people showing aggressive signs of, you know, anger and negative emotions. It's really important that we make that distinction. For me, I thought that the footballer analogy was an excellent one, in the fact that footballers do burst into tears on a regular basis because they are so emotional about what they've done. And for me, a young man watching that should be able to feel that if he feels like crying, that it is normal and natural and it's fine and that no one will judge him. And it's the same with young women as well. It's got to the point where young women are being told to repress and suppress their emotions because they're living in a man's world or whatever women want to say. And no, but with great respect, you're not a woman and you don't know what happened. But it's really important that we stop this idea of suppressing emotion.
Listen, we're out of time, unfortunately, this morning. Simon, always good to talk to you. Tina, thank you very much indeed.